1360KHNC.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
And greetings, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and as I have been mentioning over the last 4, 5, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, the world is going to go to war over the petrodollar. Russia was warning the Biden regime that they want to start World War III because Biden and the Obama administration is protesting and wanting to protect the United States dollar, the petrodollar. He said de-dollarization is being forced on Russia, not only Russia, but upon the whole world. We have been sanctioning the whole world that will not go along with American petrodollar control since the 70s. We would use the United States dollar. Russia would, but they won't allow us to do that. Why? Because Russia's being sanctioned by empire. So how do we make payments? In a currency that is acceptable to our trading partners. That's how we're going to trade with the Chinese yuan. This is the one currency. It's a currency that is used internationally by the International Monetary Fund. So Putin and Dmitry Medvedev, they stated that Russian economy is not going to be reduced to the defense industry alone just to have an industry for the purpose of war. Imbalances in the economy will not be allowed to develop, and the country won't suffer the fate of the Soviet Union, like the war machine in this country is killing the U.S. economy to a degree. Now, last week, Russia made the comment and stated that Russia is ready to switch to the yuan for foreign trade. And more I'm reading that more nations are looking at moving away from, distancing themselves from the American petrodollar. And the United States is warning the nations that are attempting and moving that direction, if you do, we will do many things. We will sanction you. We will interfere with your ability to trade with the United States of America. You won't trade with us. We will interfere with your economies. We will overthrow your governments. This is the threat of empire on these nations for the last, since 1945, at the end of World War II. We talk about this polar shift. We talk about this magnetic shift, the pole shifting. Well, there was a shift, really, if you study history, in 1945 after World War II. This was a shift in the balance, international balance of powers in the world. England had ruled the world supremely for, a couple hundred years. And English influence in Asia, internationally, was the sun never set on the English Empire. But in the Bible, there had to be a shift. There had to be a shift of global power at the end of the world, or in the decades or the century before the end of the world, meaning 1945. And the shift with world powers would have to take place from, England as a mother giving birth to the United States, and the shift had to be from the mother, the inheritance had to go to the offspring of Britain, America. That shift did take place in 1945. America, from that point forward, was the hegemon of the world. We began our hegemonic rule. We'd already begun it in World War I. We'd already, even before that, we were shifting. The European nations knew in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s, we're going to be back to continue.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
anyhow, Russia is switching to the yuan, and the nations of the world are also switching to the yuan. Russia's gold reserves jumped by 1 million ounces over the last year. And because of this, Russia's economy is not being really Russia's economy is strong. Our economy is on the ropes. Their economy is strong. The economies of the Western nations are on the ropes. But China, Russia, because of their agreements they've been working together on, are doing well. And also, two-thirds, almost three-quarters of the world's nations are moving away from the petrodollar system. This is really forbidden by the globalists in the West. They do not want to lose their economic control of the nations. So what Russia and China have been doing for the last 20 years is working together to bring in an alternate trading network. And that system is working. And that system has the globalist West worried. They are worried because the globalist West knows that other than, you know, I don't want to jump ahead too far into the program, but America has many ways of sanctioning, of many ways of sending messages to the nations that will not go along with our plans. Our plans, simply world hegemony. Our plans, complete control over the economies of the nations. Nations that won't go along with our objectives are going to be sanctioned. War. There will be coups, like right now, Israel. There is a coup taking place in Israel presently. There is protest because Netanyahu is attempting to kind of, you might say, change the political party, take it in a new direction. And the nation of Israel is in an uproar. They're almost at the civil war, not civil war, but there's a push to remove Putin from his position as prime minister once again. As I had stated two weeks ago, that I have felt that the United States government is involved in that coup. And this is out of ZeroHedge.com. This just took place over the weekend. This is Tyler Durden. Massive protests have erupted across Israel tonight after Netanyahu fired his defense minister. A day after the defense minister called on the Israeli leader to halt a planned judicial overhaul that has fiercely divided the country. The United States is behind this. Empire's behind it. As a reminder, Netanyahu and his allies say the plan will restore a balance between the judicial and the executive branches and rein in what they see as an interventionist court with liberal sympathies. Understand that most of the Jewish people, I've heard other Jewish scholars say that they are basically communist, socialist, fascist. This is within Israel. It sounds like America, doesn't it? Socialist, communist, fascists ruling the government. So it goes on. When Gallant was dismissed, it signaled that Netanyahu is going to move ahead with the overhaul plan. This has sparked massive protests, angered the military, business leaders, raised concerns amongst Israel's allies. Which allies? Number one, America. Just America. America, we cannot move our plans into the Middle East forward without interfering with or stepping on Israel's fingers. This administration knows it. Previous administrations know it. America does not like Netanyahu being back in power as prime minister. He will interfere with the globalist plans. On one hand, Netanyahu, to some degree, I would say, is a globalist. There may be globalist objectives with him. But on the other hand, he is absolutely an individual that is going to protect the nation of Israel from the enemies surrounding the nation, from the terrorist groups. So he's kind of in a catch. He has... Yes, go ahead. Hello? But anyhow, he's in a catch. So Netanyahu is going to go ahead with whatever's needed to protect Israel. On the other hand, like I was just saying, he does need to work with the globalists in the globalist West, with the IMF. He wants to be included in the IMF, in the International Monetary Fund community. He wants to be tied in. He needs the World Bank, all of these international agencies. Israel, regardless of whether they want to or not, they have to depend, and they have to work with these international agencies. So, but on the other hand, he will protect Israel from what is to come. That is understood. Goes on here. For the first time in history, Israel's main union, as well as the banks and the entire business sector, are about to declare a general strike, demanding that the government stop the plan to overhaul the judicial system. Well, there, like I say, this is a perfect opportunity for the enemies of Israel. Now that Netanyahu is back in power, it is an opportunity for them to, you might say, escalate conflict, some type of conflict. What that conflict would be, I don't know. More terrorist activities, terrorist attacks. So here you have pressure from within. Now you're going to have pressure from without. And according to the article here with Tyler Durden, Washington has stepped in, and here's what we have to say. We are deeply concerned by today's developments out of Israel, which further underscore the urgent need for compromise. As the president recently discussed with Prime Minister Netanyahu, democratic values have always been and must remain a hallmark of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. Yeah, for America's interests, not necessarily for the interests of Israel. This is my opinion. Democrat societies are strengthened by checks and balances, and fundamental changes to a democratic system should be pursued with the broadest possible base of popular support. Now, I would say that this is kind of hypocritical, because we see what the president or the imposter is presenting to Netanyahu, strengthened by checks and balances. What kind of checks and balances are we, what kind of checks and balances here in this country? What kind of checks and balances with the government and the banks? It just, There isn't really. We continue to strongly urge Israeli leaders to find a compromise as soon as possible. We believe it's in the best path forward for Israel, all of its citizens. U.S. support for Israel, Israel's security, and democracy remains ironclad. Okay, and this followed a report earlier this month, and this report here early in March stated that the U.S. State Department has been funding a left-wing organization in Israel that is helping to promote the anti-government protest aimed at bringing down Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his judicial reforms. So these reforms that Netanyahu is proposing, these reforms are going to protect Israel and going to protect Israel from adversaries within, and I do believe adversaries without. And these reforms, if the American government is protesting in a sense against what Netanyahu is proposing, then this is not good for the United States. So what Netanyahu is doing is going to interfere with U.S. hegemony in Israel, as well as maybe the surrounding nations and surrounding Israel. The Washington Free Beacon reported that the U.S. taxpayer funds have been granted to the Movement for Quality Government, which has participated in the protests that have rocked Israel for weeks. The protests began after Netanyahu, whose right-wing coalition won a commanding majority in recent elections, It began tackling the decades-old problem of the judicial usurpation of power from the legislature. So the legislature, I believe, has been very sympathetic to the globalists. If I understand it, I need to look at it more. But I'm assuming that in Israel, there is a group of globalists that are not concerned, do not care about the people of Israel, the nation of Israel. They're globalists, and I'm wondering if in this legislature and these plans, these objectives have been, you might say, compromising the real direction or the direction that Israel as a nation should go away from the globalists. President Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
Guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service. Just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices? Just like that. No solicitation? Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
What we're witnessing, I believe, is exactly what the Bible said would happen in the decades before his second return is coming. That I've been watching the plan to change the world currencies since the 70s. And first there was what the term was used, rainbow money, back in the 70s, 80s, when they began to bring in the credit cards. Not many people had credit cards back then, the common man. Into the 80s, late 70s, you started to see the barcode being put on grocery items. Then we had the scanners begin, which freaked everybody out. We thought that that was the mark of the beast system, that we were ready to go into that system, whether it be cashless transactions, but the systems weren't ready. They weren't internationally. In America, things were moving maybe in the Western nations, but internationally, that system wasn't in place. Now, to the great degree, for the most part, it is. But the Bible says that there would have to be an alternate system to the Antichrist system, banking system of the West. That system, you might say, has been the second alternative system has been in progress through Vladimir Putin for the last 20 years, with the World Trade Center bombing in that area when some other things took place, Russia knew that they couldn't continue to trust the American control system of the West. China knew, I read a little bit about it last week, that they also were going to have to work with Russia to bring in an alternate system, which they have. There is an alternate system. And this was out of an article last week, Global Dominance. Putin stated that Russia began de-dollarizing the economy, his economy, in 2014 when the Western countries introduced sanctions after Crimea voted to secede from the Ukraine and reunify with Russia. The process accelerated more than $300 billion in Russian foreign exchange reserves and other assets, which were frozen by the West last year. So even last year, it accelerated. So this is why last week, Putin and Xi Jinping of China, they had to make the move. They couldn't wait. This situation that took place last week, all of the international financial networks, all of the bank systems, IMF, the World Bank, all of it, Forex, you name it, all of them are watching what just took place, and they realize, especially the Western financial network, they realize that if this system and this network and this plan that Russia and China have, if it goes any further, it is going to destroy everything that they have controlled for the last 200 years, especially the last 100 years, even more currently 50 years. Now, in this Western financial network of nations that control everything, it all funnels down to a small group of secret society members. These secret society members are individuals in the European nations that are in power presently. The previous Boris Johnson, now the new leader of Britain, Emmanuel Macron, Trudeau. I can just keep on mentioning the names. This was Merkel when she was in power, Scholz in Germany, all of the European nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United States, this whole network of very powerful people that are controlled by a small cabal, powerful cabal of individuals in the world. I shouldn't say small. It's not controlled by AI. These people have controlled everything, and they will control AI. They will be the ones who allow AI to exist, you might say. But there are families. There are like a father, a mother, aunts and uncles and grandparents and nieces and nephews and grandchildren, thousands and thousands of these type of individuals, tens of thousands in a control network in every continent in this world, in every country. And this group, it has a name. It is called Pilgrim Society. Everything is tied in to Pilgrim Society through this Pilgrim Society. And in this country we have continuity of government. This continuity of government assures that America continues no matter what, in spite of a nuclear holocaust. Well, this group, they also have a continuity of I'm going to have to make up a new term for it. We in this country have continuity of government. They have continuity of the, what would I call it? Continuity of the coven. Let's just call it that. Because they cannot be members in that society unless they are what we would term in our modern day understanding, coven. In other words, Luciferian. Other words, those individuals sworn to the kingdom of darkness. The continuity of the coven. There is a continuity of the coven, and we'll discuss a little bit more of that when we get back. The present is 1360 KHNC at the podcast.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
That's the best way I can explain it to you, is the continuity of the coven. The continuity of the coven. We have the continuity of government here in the United States of America, but then you have the Pilgrim Society, and they are all coven members. You can research. You don't have to take my word for it. You can look at the Jesuits. You can look at Freemasons. Look at people that involved in the Skull Bones. Who are some of these continuity of coven members? Who are some of these individuals? Well, Winston of the Pilgrim Society, the Dulles brothers here in this country, Johnson, most of the presidents affiliated in one way or the other, Joseph Kennedy, I don't think his boys were. I don't think the boys wanted to, Robert and John, and I don't think they wanted to be part of the Pilgrims. Now, Edward, on the other hand, I got a feeling that Edward Kennedy may have decided to join Pilgrims or was a member in one way or the other, sworn allegiance to them. Bill and Hillary, all of the Rockefeller family, these people to be part of that coven. I know you're not going to like me. You're going to get upset. Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, no. Does he know those people? Yes. Does he rub elbows with those people? Yes. Is he a coven member? No. DeSantis, he's skull and bones. He had to make a pledge. He had to make an oath. And who knows how deep that oath was. I believe it was very deep. Macron, these type of individuals. Now, I'm deviating, but history is important. Last week, I talked about Donald Trump visiting Saudi Arabia and being treated like a king. Then he goes on to Israel, and there he is treated with respect. The Saudis, they respected him and treated him with great, great dignity. Then he goes to Israel. Then he goes to Rome. So why is this important? Well, if you can see here, this king that is in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, Solomon's stranger who visits Israel and prays toward the temple, that is what Donald Trump did when he went to Israel. He fulfilled that prophecy. He prayed toward the temple from a distance, and he acknowledged the God of Israel because he is a son of the King of Heaven. He is a born-again believer. And he went as a believer to visit the children of Israel to represent the Messiah who they do not believe in, but he represented the Messiah. He was in Israel. Then where does Donald Trump go? Now he goes to the big brother of all the seven churches in Revelation chapter 1. He goes to the big church, the one, not the oldest church, the biggest church with the most members, Thyatira, the fourth brother in the lineage of seven churches, Thyatira. He goes to the Vatican to visit the individual who is the Black Pope, the man who is not recognized by many, many millions of Catholic people as the legitimate Pope. The Vatican seat is empty, according to them. He goes to visit with the Pope. Why? Because the Catholics, they don't really internationally, they don't really pay any attention to the president of any nation, but anything that has to do with their Pope, the vicar of Rome, yes, they will pay attention to that. And they did pay attention when Donald Trump went to the Vatican and visited with the imposter. Again, all these seats in the world are filled with imposters, like the president's, the Capitol Hill, the imposter who never goes to Capitol Hill, who doesn't reside in the White House, who never goes to the White House, never goes to the Oval Office. And if he does, it is a blue screen or green screen, whatever. So he goes to the Pope, and God sends Donald Trump as a born-again Christian to visit an apostate Pope and to give hope and to speak to that Pope that God will put in the Vatican a born-again Christian, someone that the Pope Francis, in my view, in my studies, for the Catholics out there, I don't want to offend you. I'm just telling you, you've got to study the Catholic Church. You have to study the present Pope. You have to study the Jesuits. You have to do your study. You have to do your research. But God sends a born-again Christian into the Vatican. And in there, in that Vatican, he blesses the Pope. Then, where does God send Donald J. Trump next? To the members of Pilgrim Society. To the members in, I have it here. I should get it. Just give me a second. I want to make sure that Trump goes to Saudi Arabia. Then he goes to Jerusalem. Then he goes to the Vatican. Then he goes to, of course, then he goes to Brussels, Belgium. Who's in Brussels? Who is the seven members? Mr. Rodriguez will be back.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I apologize, I'm so short of minutes. I deviated totally from my what I was going to present today, but I'm flowing with what I had studied for. Now, the reason I bring in Donald Trump is because it's important to understand who individuals in this world are according to the Bible. You see, Fauci and all these people, they're in the Bible. They're called part of the rulers of the world. These are the evil, the wicked rulers. These are the world, according to Job, will be turned over into the hand of the wicked. The nations have been turned over into the hands of wicked people. The Bible identifies these people, not by name, but we can put a name to them. Fauci, Schwab, many of the presidents of this country. It's just, even though we don't see their exact name maybe in the Bible, they're there, I'm sure. But still, we can identify them. So Trump goes to the Vatican. And who's in the Vatican when this stranger goes to Saudi Arabia? His next third stop is the Vatican. He meets with who? Francis. Why? Right, because Francis is the leader, the imposter to the great Roman Church. Then he goes to Brussels. Trump goes to Brussels. Who does he meet with in Brussels? With the Pilgrim Society individuals that control the Western world. These are the people that protect the petrodollar system. These are the people that have been in place for hundreds, thousands of years, families, ancient families that have ruled Europe and now rule America through Pilgrim Society in England, in London, and in New York City. So now Trump is brushing elbows with these coven members. You don't get into these positions unless you have sworn allegiance, or your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents have sworn allegiance to Lucifer. You don't get into these positions. You don't actually, you're born one day and decide to run for office and you're put in position. God does put people in that these people may not like. Like Trump, he was never to be president of this country. It was to be Hillary. The Pilgrim Society initially wanted Hillary. Pilgrim Society put Bill in. Pilgrim Society put Bush Jr., Bush Sr. They didn't put Reagan in, but they used Reagan through Bush Sr. They put in Obama. They put these people in. Then Trump goes from Brussels, he goes to Sicily to meet with the Group of Seven. Again, more individuals who are part of the globalist system of the West, who are the globalists that have put together a system to control the world. And this group of people in Brussels, in Europe, in G20, the G7, all of these groups in the Bilderbergers, they are against the whole world. The world, they have owned the world. They want control over the world. They have a system they put in place through the Rockefeller family, which was the petrodollar system. They must control that system. If that system is destroyed, they lose their power. This is why the war against Russia presently, the war against Russia is because Russia has been successful in its plan. We're going to have to continue with that tomorrow. President Truth, this is the KHNC, John Palmer Podcast, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.